And President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv on Wednesday.
We are determined, the United States, to continue to walk side by side with you. And President Biden asked me to come to reaffirm strongly our support.
For his part, President Zelensky said,
"Thank you so much. We are really thankful to you. We are very thankful to White House, to President Biden. It is best regard to him from me. And we are thankful to bipartisan support, to Congress, that you show great unity around Ukraine.
It's expected that Secretary Blinken will announce another $1 billion in U.S. aid for Ukraine during the trip. Shortly before the meeting, there was a Russian missile attack on a marketplace in eastern Ukraine. Here's VOA's Anna Chernikova.
Konstantinivka, which is in Donetsk region, it's pre-frontline city, quite a big city. And it was confirmed by the local authorities as well as by President Zelensky himself. Russian forces attacked the city with a missile.
She says at least 16 are dead, including at least one child. Another record for heat, August the hottest ever, third consecutive month the record was set, making this summer the warmest ever on record.
There is an intricate link in the set of chemical reactions whereby atmospheric pollutants are produced in part from global greenhouse gases. So the subject needs to be treated as one.
WMO Scientific Officer Lorenzo Labrador. This is VOA News. African leaders on Wednesday proposed new global taxes and reforms to international financial institutions to help fund climate change action in a declaration that will form the basis of their negotiating position at November's COP28 summit. Here's Kenyan President William Ruto.
We demand a fair playing ground for our countries to access the investment needed to unlock the potential and translate it into opportunity.
The Nairobi Declaration capped the three-day Africa Climate Summit in Kenya, which was dominated by discussions of how to mobilize financing to adapt to increasingly extreme weather. Priests from poor districts in Buenos Aires are defending Pope Francis after radical right-wing presidential candidate Javier Milei denounced the native Argentinian. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener has some of the details.
The outsider libertarian economist is leading in the polls ahead of an October general election with brash campaign criticism of his political rivals. And Milei has hurled a series of attacks against the Pope, calling him an imbecile who defends social justice, a son of a bitch preaching communism, and the representative of the evil one on earth. The priests on Tuesday repudiated those insults. Some faithful held up photos of the Pope in a show of support, and the priest stood in front of a banner reading Mass to Atone for Insults to Pope Francis. Another priest noted Millet's long-running insults have gained more notoriety as his popularity grows.
That is Reuters reporter Jillian Kitchener. Spanish soccer star Jenny Hermoso has lodged a criminal complaint over the unsolicited kiss by Football Federation boss Luis Rubiales after Spain's victory in the Women's World Cup. The National Prosecutor's Office said on Wednesday that Hermoso gave her testimony on Tuesday and the complaint will be processed as soon as possible. With the complaint, Rubiales could face criminal charges in addition to the ongoing inquiry by Spain's top sport court for serious misconduct and an investigation by World Soccer Governing Body FIFA, which has provisionally suspended Rubiales from office for 30 days. A sale of thousands of items belonging to the charismatic Queen frontman Freddie Mercury got underway Wednesday in London. The graffiti-covered green door from his home was first to go. The door of his Garden Lodge home in West London sold for £412,750, including buyer's premium and fees. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
And more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
VOA.
One. Yeah.